Very good, Shauna. Bye. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, quick question. What is the protocol for after hours? Like, who gets those messages? What happens with them?
It automatically goes to the on-call. If it's patient-related, it gets forwarded to Robin. They call Robin as well. And depending on what the nature of the thing is, he tries his best to, you know, either the emergency services or see if they can staff or whatever.
All right.
Why?
Because I've had a few people, like, saying that nobody ever responds to them. Like, James Hines, for instance, that thing that happened with Willie McLean, he left.
Well, James said that he was sick and just didn't show up for 2 days.
No, not him. That was the other caregiver that said he was sick. James is the one that was there until 6, and then the other caregiver was supposed to relieve him at 6. He got pissed off that the caregiver was a no-show and just left, and which is fine because it was after his shift time, but then he never showed up and he's not responding to my text. And one of the things he mentioned when he did text me was that nobody responded to him. So I just want to make sure.
No on-call, so I don't know what he's referring to. Like, I'll double check the on-call, but we didn't get any messages from him.
Right. Okay.
So
is there when they call the 7400 number, it automatically goes to on-call?
You call any number in the agency, it automatically goes to on-call after hours.
All right.
Let me just quickly double check. When was this?
This was on Friday, on Saturday.
So it's after the switch. And we have Tim putting on for some reason on the schedule.
No, I'm taking him off. That was my fault because he was helping out. I said, let me do the right thing and have him paid, but he can't get paid. So I'm just going to,
he can't get paid. He's the one who told us he's not able to work anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He can't sell, you know?
Right. No. So he was helping them out.
He lives there.
Yeah. I know.
So, yeah. Nina and Antonio. So we'll extend James Hines' shift till he clocks out. It says he's only an hour and a half late. He came an hour late and he left an hour late.
No.
Whatever, 2 hours late.
Who?
I'm looking at the clock.
James Hines? He came an hour late?
The shift was from 6 in the morning till 6
yeah.
at night.
Oh, and he worked from 7 to 8:30 or something?
No, he worked from 7 to 8. So 7 to 7:52.
Okay.
So he worked 52 minutes extra.
Yeah, well, he freaked out because nobody got back to him, and he's like, I told you I can only work until 6. I'm like, but I have no control over whether or not the other caregiver is going to come.
Right,
and then
he is
allowed to leave, I know. But at the same time, he treats it – anytime he's angry with us, he takes it out on the patient. Like the other patient, Megan, when he was with Megan, we messed up his direct deposit. Well, he actually messed up his direct deposit. So he didn't get paid for a week. And so he refused to go until his payroll got straightened out. So she was without a caregiver for a week because of that. And now this, and then he just decided not to come for the rest of the days. And I tried texting him. I said, I'm not going to staff him anymore. I'm done. I'm over this
yeah,
child.
He wants to play around like that. Then,
he's very childish. I'm like, these are people's lives we're dealing with. So
exactly correct. I'm just going to look at the call logs because it would still have hit our system. So 123 to whatever it's a date. Filter. Then bring up any... And then type this to bring a list of available filters. I don't want a hunt group. I want to search his phone number, which is
215-758-3217, yeah.
All right, so I have 8 incoming and 1 outgoing and 3 missed. Let me just see. I see none. Oh, stupid. All right, this Telego system is just incoming calls from, and it doesn't pull the specifics. What the heck? show me the incoming calls. Of course, on incoming calls, it doesn't put the filter in. This is dumb.
There's a lot of things that are dumb. I just go with it.
I know. I can't do an instant search. What? Custom reports. Let me just do that. 3217. Add report. Name. Individual search. Report type. Call log report. Next. Time range. This month. Exclude none. Next. Fun. What's up? It's all blank. I can do it because you have to right click and look at the history on each one in the cell. Unless it was deleted in the past half an hour, I could try to rehab it. Give me a second. It was arranged by. It would be a misclick. Give me a second. Let me finish with Sarah here. I'm just curious on this record saved, custom reports, and there it is. Download report. I should be able to just see this. It's kind of stupid. All right, and it sent me a blank report. that's great. That's phenomenal. Call logs. How do I search from a from? Custom range, the 23rd through the 25th.
What? Oh, yeah.
No. From, not answered by. Call type, yep. Incoming.
Paying attention. I'm paying attention to Yona. I don't have to pay attention to you.
I'm almost done here. Pending, call type, incoming. And I want...
Yeah, I just want to be able to give them a clear answer as to what happens, like if what the protocol is, if they need to call out, are they able to, you know, reach out? I don't know.
3217. Let's try that. All right. 7583217, right?
Yeah.
Okay, first time he called was on the 24th. At 6:33 p.m. And he called you. That's Sunday night.
Yeah, that was Saturday night.
No, Saturday night at 6:33, mm-hmm. He did call your line.
Yeah, and he texted me at 6:51.
And then he called your line again 1 minute later and 10 minutes later.
Just my line? He didn't have any other...
Nope, those three calls to your line.
Does mine go to after hours? Because sometimes when people call my line after, like when I'm here late, it rings.
It's a mistake on Shlomo's part because he was supposed to, he's the one that sets up the system. So if it doesn't, it's a mistake on Shlomo's part. He definitely should. But he did three calls Saturday night at 6:30. Like right before the end of his shift. I'm sorry, it's right after. He came late, so it's kind of in the middle, but it's right there.
Yeah.
And then he just left. I didn't see any on-call from him, and Let me just check and serve one more time. And we are at answer on Friday, winter storm. No. There was no message from him at all.
Okay.
So it means your phone's not being forwarded. So of course it wouldn't, if it's not forwarded, it won't go to answer.
All right.
Shlaima has to set up. I'm about to talk to him anyway.
All right, yeah, tell him to just make sure it goes to him.
Yeah, all the New York lines need to be forwarded also because, whatever it is, but, he's calling the marketing team. So
yeah. That
would be why nobody answered him or got back. He did call three times.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep, but I'm not, I'm not going to staff him again, though. For now, until
I don't think you should because
because
for him to not come back in, right, is a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
He did try to communicate, even though he shouldn't have called that line. He should probably have called Nina. But whatever. And Nina, he should probably have called Nina. He handed it off from Nina, but whatever. I just say not to stop him because there's obviously going to be problems with him.
Yeah.
He's not patients first.
No, not at all. All righty. So just have him send all our numbers to after hours, please. Thank you.
You got it.
All right, bye.